This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Hello. Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at
97.3. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I know you're waiting for it, Disney people. Holidays at Disneyland. This hour's code word is Mickey. M-I-C-K-E-Y. M-I-C-K-E-Y. That's this hour's code word. Mickey. Take the word Mickey and text it to our contest line, 20357. Totally separate from our regular phone and text line. Text Mickey to 20357, and you are in the running for a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you're in the running for the grand prize vacation for four. This is the one you want. Four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is Mickey. The contest number, 20357.
Real quick, a couple texts that came in, not on the contest line.
Oh, the other one.
Good morning. We live above St. Helena. Our power went out last night around 6:30. Not expecting it back until Sunday evening.
Wow.
And there's multiple reports of the...
That's pretty far north.
They already shut the power off in Napa, Sonoma, and the East Bay.
Oh, boy.
So this is going to happen, and you can go to PG&E and put in your zip code, and you'll know either if that's why you're off,
that's
which is
lot.
Probably why you're off, or...
And like maybe, you said, you could feel the wind right when you came out today.
Immediately going out the door this morning, I was like, oh, that's it. That oh dry, boy. That dry, strong wind at 4 a.m.
When's the last time you checked for your zip code? Are you guys expecting
weirdly,
this?
No, weirdly, our area hasn't been part of the shutoffs. But if it is, I've been dealing with this for a while now. Mm. I have a generator.
Mm-hmm.
I had to pay to have an electrician come out and wire the house.
Yep.
So we'll just push that out, start it up, and we'll still have power.
Right.
And we'll live with it. It's what it is.
A lot of people with the solar, it pops right over onto your, whatever those little, the Tesla Powerwall things. Like we were talking, ours is still not installed.
What?
Yeah. We have the new roof on and we have all the jacks in place, but John wanted to get the latest. He wanted to wait for the latest Tesla. I think it's like the third generation of the Powerwall. I have no idea. He's like, oh, I'm like, but these ones are tried and true. Like, why don't we just get these? They're probably cheaper too.
Well, he's not wrong though, that as soon as you buy something that gets turned obsolete in a minute,
I
you're
know.
Like, that cost a, that wasn't free.
Right. No, but I mean, it's basically just a big storage battery, right? So mm-hmm. that's, he was like, yeah, he goes, oh yeah, if they turn off our power, we'll still have power. I'm like, no, we won't. We don't have that yet.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And everybody
tomato,
in our
tomato.
Neighborhood gets really mad about like generators. We have a little generator. We just run like the fridge off of it and I guess maybe the internet. And people get so mad. Turn that off after 8 o'clock and whatever.
Oh, our whole area goes generator.
Well, most people
there's nobody
have
who can
one.
Get mad. Yeah, right. They got one. We're all running off of those things, but I got a good one.
Yeah.
It's quiet as you could hope for, and it
and yours
powers
is like
the-
a permanently installed.
No,
you don't just flip a switch and it-
no, I do flip a switch, but that generator's in my garage right now. We will roll it outside,
put it on its little
it's
place.
It's got little click up arms. You roll it outside. You make sure you clear the things away from it,
right?
So it can you know do its thing, and then yes, you plug it in and flip the house onto it. But it's right now. It's in the garage, dark. It's sitting inside.
How? And you said you have to test it once in a while.
I do.
Yeah.
You
I
just run it.
Kick it on,
I run
kick
it for
on 30 right there.
Minutes every, you know, once a month or so.
Mm. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. all right. Let us begin. It is the weekend and there's some new movies out. If you're looking for a horror movie, because it's that time of year, Smile 2 is out. Trailers for all these, I've got them up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Oh, you know what else is at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? A little video of...
oh.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, don't act like you
what
don't
do you
love
mean?
It. Come on.
Oh, you're a superstar.
He loves it.
I love it.
So Maddie's like dancing a some Usher song we were playing yesterday.
Yeah,
is the name of it. And I'm taking a video of him, and he's just going crazy. But the funniest part of it is when Vinny, like halfway through, Vinny sees him and just starts laughing. And it's just, it's very cute, and it's pinned at the top of the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So when you go there to look for all your trailers and stuff, just make sure you click on that. It's funny. You've definitely got some moves.
The people have spoken. They all say I'm awesome.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
Yeah, everyone. Everyone's like, he is probably the best dancer we've
ever seen. It's weird. I didn't see any comments that said that at all.
You weren't looking.
Not even one. I guess I didn't look hard enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so this first one is Smile 2. This is a horror movie, and it's the second one in the Smile series, in case you were wondering. Naomi Scott, who was in... I recognize her. She was in Charlie's Angels reboot in 2019. Mm. And then she was Jasmine in the live action Aladdin. Did your girls watch that?
Well, I would think so. Yes. I don't remember it.
Her name's Naomi Scott. She stars as a pop singer whose world tour is derailed when she starts experiencing terrifying visions while being chased by an evil entity that gives itself away with a menacing smile as it stalks its prey.
She's a Brit.
Is she a Brit?
Naomi Scott is a British actress and singer.
Did you see the first one?
No. Are you into horror movies?
I love it. Very good. Very scary.
Oh.
Because what's scary about it is there's nothing scarier than a creepy, creepy, creepy smile from someone, I think.
Right?
Yeah.
Like they're looking at you and they're, you know, sharpening their knife and smiling at you. You're like, oh no, they're not just going to kill me. They're going to enjoy it.
You just freeze.
So you liked it, huh? I never really heard anything about this. I remember seeing the ads for the first one.
Yeah. Well, they probably made a mountain of money because you don't make a second one.
And the turnaround's pretty fast.
Unless
I feel like
the first
it just
one
happened.
Hit.
Yeah. All right. So that's Smile 2. That's out. There's something called Goodrich. This is in limited release, but it's Michael Keaton and Mila Kunis. So I thought, we should mention this. Goodrich is the name of it. Michael Keaton is an LA art dealer. Stuck raising 9-year-old twins by himself after his very young wife, his second wife. He starts a second family. She checks herself into a 90-day rehab, and he turns to his pregnant adult daughter, Mila Kunis, for help. And then slowly the old wounds begin healing. Mm. It's a story of redemption and
love. I like it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Also in limited release, but a lot of stars in this as well. There's something called Rumors. It's rated R. And actually, all of these are rated R, by the way, so far. This is a political satire and horror comedy. World leaders attending the G7 summit get lost in the woods while being attacked by the undead. Cate Blanchett plays the German Chancellor. Charles Dance from Game of Thrones. He was Tywin Lannister, the father, who gets shot with a crossbow while sitting on the pooper by Tyrion. He plays the U.S. president. Oh. And because they needed a hot chick... Alicia Vikander is going to be the head of the European Commission. Okay. Well, we need a hot chick in our horror movie. I mean, come on. Anyway, that's also in limited release, so you can watch the trailer, but you may have to go out of your way to see that one. If you like Shark Tank, the 16th season starts tonight. Mm. Tonight on ABC. There's a movie on Netflix, and it debuts today. And I'm mentioning, first of all, we love Anna Kendrick. She's been on this show, and I just think she's great. This is her directorial debut, but she also stars in it. It's called Woman of the Hour, which is about an aspiring actress in the 1970s who was cast opposite a serial killer on The Dating Game. This is based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the true story, but it starts the same way. Now, so I had to go and look this up because I remember us talking about this not that long ago, I thought. There was a guy who was a contestant on The Dating Game, and he winds up winning the date from the girl in question. And I want to say, though, later it was discovered. Let me see. I have a bunch of info on this guy. Later it was discovered that this happened in 1978, 2 years before he was convicted of the murder of a 12-year-old child. He was eventually found guilty of 8 murders in total, but it's thought that he actually killed way more than that. And his name was Alcala.
Rodney.
Rodney Alcala. So there was a woman named Cheryl Bradshaw. And she's an aspiring actress. And she decides she's going to go on the dating game because that'll be fun. That'll get her out there and she'll be cute and everything. And she ends up picking this guy in real life.
when you Google him,
yeah,
it says Rodney Alcala, serial killer. That's what comes up.
Because in the end, that's what he was. They say, they think at least 8 murders total. I mean, that's what he's, they've definitely got him on 8 murders, and they say probably way more.
He died in Corcoran at 77.
Jesus.
4 years ago.
Maybe that's why we talked about it.
Maybe.
Maybe it came up because of that. So anyway, Cheryl Bradshaw was the woman in question. And while this one, I have to say, I watched the whole trailer, and it's just two people on a date in a bar. And it's knowing that what I did about this situation, and they never, I don't believe in real life they ever went on the date, but she goes on the date and he is like there. That's a scene that I know why they used it for the trailer, because you're like, oh no, no, that guy's dangerous. Like that's, it's very quietly frightening. Mm. So anyway, that is on, it sounds like a good Halloween movie. It's on Netflix and it's called Woman of the Hour. It stars Anna Kendrick. And it's also her directorial debut. So good for her. On Saturday night on Disney Plus, the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I guess this is the induction ceremony. It happened a while ago, but they cut it up and they put it together. And now it's a show on Disney.
Disney as Plus much as it. I love music and stuff, I don't watch that.
No.
You?
I will sometimes watch clips if I hear that something happened. Like sometimes there's speeches, like I remember going back and watching, was it Alex Lifeson who just got up there from Rush, the band Rush? He got up on stage to be the person who did the speaking and he went, blah, 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 blah. And then there was another time when,
Alex.
Right. I mean, Megan, he basically was making the point that he could just say anything. No one cares. That he's all like, who's watching this? But he went to do it. And who's the guy? Steve Miller
Band.
He got up there and was railing.
He did some interviews and savaged the
whole process
the whole rock and roll Hall of Fame. Yeah.
So it is interesting at times, but I remember that Cher is
the bummer about
inducted.
What Steve Miller did was just that he came off, especially if you don't know him or know his way. He came off jerky. Mm. And then when I read further into it, I went, he's great. Wow, he really did himself dirty by making such a scene about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when he's Steve Miller the whole time. Right. He has great hits and tons of success. And he didn't seem to be as awful as that outburst made him appear.
Right. Well, listen. That's the problem with cameras. Mm-hmm. They just catch the thing you're doing right now.
Right.
And they didn't see that you helped a little old lady across the street earlier and that, you know, you're super generous or what, that you love meatballs. I don't know. You know, it doesn't tell everything about you. It doesn't tell the whole story. And none of us is all good or all bad, all good or all evil. We're just not. We're not that shallow. I mean, some of us are that shallow, but come on. Anyway, there's that. That is Saturday, 7 o'clock, Disney Plus, the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Maybe there'll be some fireworks and we'll actually have something to talk about that on Monday. Maybe. Saturday Night Live, Michael Keaton is your host.
Mm.
That should be fun, right? And Billie Eilish is the musical guest, so that's another good one. Last week, the host was Ariana Grande, and she was excellent. It's not her first time hosting, and it was Stevie Nicks was the musical guest. And she did a new song, and then she did, I can't even remember, I think it was Edge of 17 or something for the second song. And I will say this, aging, it's hard, it's tough. I mean, and with stars, I haven't seen her in a while. So it's these long periods go by between sightings for the rest of us. She looks in the mirror every day.
Last time I remember seeing her was American Horror Story. When they did the witch season, she was on that.
Oh, that's perfect for her.
Yeah, it was great. Like, and she didn't look terrible then, so.
No?
But you think she looked terrible?
No, she looked great.
You do, okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
You know, and just as an aside, listen, do whatever you want to your face. I get it. These fillers and Botox and all that stuff, that is absolutely run-of-the-mill now. People are doing, everyone I know is doing it. Everyone but me, I guess. You even said you did some fillers, Maddie.
I have a filler here and I've done Botox.
Yeah.
A filler where?
Between my eyes, I have a little filler there because I had a really deep crease. It made it look like I was annoyed with people all the
time. And is that permanent?
Yeah.
So the filler just stays unless you have them come in and what do they do to get rid of it if you wanted it out?
I think they dissolve them because I was just reading about that Stodden girl.
Courtney Stodden,
Yeah, that she had her lips reduced by, and I guess they just put something in and it melts it down or something.
That sounds great.
It doesn't sound fun.
So anyway, basically what I'm getting at is I'm sure there's a ton of pressure on people who are in the public eye to do these things, even just the really, forget facelifts. I'm sure they all do that too. But I'm watching The Traitors, which is a show on Peacock. And there's a lot of the Real Housewives and people who've gotten into the entertainment industry via reality shows. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people on there, men and women, and the face jacking that has occurred on some of these people, you're like, everyone starts to look like everyone else. And I wonder if that's part of the pressure. Like, I don't look like that, so I need to look like that. Like the blown up lips, the bottom lip on this one lady is so huge that it's like hanging down over her chin. It's folded completely over. There's no divot underneath her.
I think what's really weird about that, what you're mentioning, is when the lipstick goes on, but the bulge is below the lipstick as well.
Yes.
Because they've blown them up so much that it's past the actual lip.
Who are we
and
just
down
looking
into
at
your
that,
I don't know, but I remember seeing that and thinking, they clowned you.
Clowned you.
You put lipstick on and your bulge is way below there because you've overdone it. You weren't tasteful at all. You just went, blow me up.
Just put it all in there. You know, I think of Jennifer Coolidge sometimes, she's actually pretty funny about all the work that she's had done. Like she sort of wearing it like a victim would. She's out, she's talking like this. And so there was an Ariana Grande skit on SNL where she's playing Jennifer Coolidge. And she's got the big hair and all of that. Everything's all pulled back. And she's looking in the mirror. And then another cast member is on the other side of the mirror. And then I want to see myself from the side. So I'm going to open this thing up here. And then it's Dana Carvey in the wig. It was so surprising and hysterical. It was one of the funniest moments. Anyway, I think this whole conversation started because of Michael Keaton hosting Saturday Night Live. Oh. Billie Eilish is the musical guest. Last week it was Ariana Grande and Stevie Nicks was the musical guest, and she's had some stuff done to her face and now we're full circle. All right. I love walking it back. How did we get here? How'd this happen? Okay. So there's just a few things that are on. This is fun. I don't know. I like it. Jennifer Lopez. She's single again. She and Ben have split up and she actually said, I'm looking forward to being single, but she doesn't have to be. Some so-called sources say Drake swooped in almost immediately to let her know, listen, I'm available. There's the quote from the source. As soon as she filed the papers, Drake reached out. He was very sweet and told her what a fool Ben is for letting her get away. And then he quickly let her know he's ready and willing to step in and satisfy her. The source goes on. Getting that kind of attention when she was feeling so low was exactly what she needed. Now they're texting every day and things are getting hot. There were actually rumors about Drake and J-Lo way back in 2016. Nothing was ever confirmed, but she does love to be loved. That's one of the things we heard from a few sources during this whole thing. I need to be worshipped and loved, which is why J-Lo, I don't think it's a good idea for you to date Drake. You know who Drake loves the most? Drake. I think you need someone who loves you the most. I think you were better off with like Ohani Noah. Who? Right. Exactly. He's got nothing to do but love you.
I thought the whole story was she wants to be alone for a minute.
Yeah, she doesn't. Please, don't be silly. I just love that the source is like, they're texting, things are getting hot. And he's all like, I will be happy to satisfy you. Drake, he's so smooth. Have you seen his hair lately? He's trying to do the Snoop Dogg. You know, Snoop Dogg does a braid on either side and it's like, it's cute. It's like a Snoop Dogg look. Well, Drake has that now. Cool. Al Pacino says he'll forever be haunted by a childhood injury to his penis.
What happened to him?
Well, here's the thing. I was like, oh no. I mean, he has kids and stuff, so he clearly it works. So what he's haunted by is the aftermath of it. So he was a little boy, 10 years old, in the South Bronx. He says, I was walking on a thin iron fence doing my tightrope dance.
Oh, no.
He's 84, by the way. He has a brand new book out called Sonny Boy, and we've been hearing about how he was broke, and now this story about his wiener. He says, he's walking on a thin iron fence, and this is, he's doing his tightrope dance. It had been raining all morning, and sure enough, I slipped and fell, and the iron bar hit me directly between the legs.
Oh, dear.
So he's a 10-year-old. He remembers being hunched over and moaning in such pain. You got to get PETA doing the, you know, Family Guy. No. He's hunched over and moaning in such pain that he couldn't make it home. Luckily, an older gentleman took pity on the boy who'd clearly been nailed in the nuts.
Racked his nads.
This older guy scooped him up and took him to his aunt's house. I guess that was the closest of all his relatives' house. So he goes to the aunt's house and all the calls are made. The doctor gets called and he says, I'm laying there on the bed with my pants completely down around my ankles as the three women in my life, my mother, my aunt, and my grandmother, poked and prodded at my penis in a semi-panic. I thought, God, please take me now. As I heard them whispering things to one another as they conducted their inspection, he says, that's the thing that's, it's not, there's no remaining trauma. There's no problem performance-wise.
Well, he's got that but to this new day, kid.
He looks up, he opens his eyes, and his mom, his aunt, and his grandma are all like, we got that thing, your little bird's broken, oh no!
Growing up's difficult. There's all kinds of things that happen to you in your youth where you will look back and go, oh, that was troubling.
Youth.
Phew.
Yep.
Glad to have made it out of that. He actually references that too. One of the things he was saying is, he says that's one of the most embarrassing experiences of his life. And he says he has the ability to cheat death on a regular basis in the first chapter of his new book, Sonny Boys. He says, I'm a cat with many more than 9 lives. And then they're listing a lot of experiences from his childhood and his career and his memoir, including his mother's suicide attempt, causing mischief in New York. And he went broke, of course. We talked about that during his decades-long Oscar-winning career. So, there you go. He is, I guess he's in his 85th year. Is he 84?
You know what I would say to the world is there's a guy who's lived a full life.
Mm.
Full of mystery, by the way, because he wasn't someone who was in the tabloids that I know of at all.
And there was no social media.
And there was no social media, right. And he's... It's cool that he waited to his 80s. He's written his book. It's all out there now. And we have some look into the life of a guy who's been on film for my whole life.
And made iconic movies.
It's the way to do it, man.
Yeah.
You know, the old around, book when you're 35, give it a minute.
Yeah, give it a sec. Well, if it goes well, though, I could do another one in 10 years and make all the money.
That's really, no, give it, like, let's get one book.
Getting, a Lifetime Achievement Award at age 35, and, your life story at age 35, it's that ain't the way.
Way to go, Al.
Yeah. All right, Vinny, what you got coming up in the news?
People are so amped for Halloween and your signature and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Alice in Winterland. It's what we're all about. Tickets for Alice in Winterland are on sale now at RadioAlice.com. Tickets are going fast, so don't miss out. And be listening at 8.05 and 9.05 for the keywords to text to our contest line to enter for a chance to win a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison, December 13th at Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Whether it's Parks and Rec, health and wellness, or education and youth, Fremont Bank Foundation offers steady support to our neighbors who need it most. The foundation works closely with local nonprofits and organizations to help build a happier, healthier Bay Area. Why do they do it? Find out more at FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. Wind event is here. So, and the power outages have already begun. These are preemptive. They are to avoid fire damage. And we want that.
We do.
So, sure. Some of you are currently already dealing with this. You can go to pg&e.com to find out if you are in danger of having your power turned off. And please, by all means, be careful with your flames today, whatever they are.
Try not to have any of those.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's a void flame.
Don't have, throw your ciggies out. I don't know what else you do. Walk around with candles.
Right.
Don't trip
with
your candle.
Why are you doing that? Don't trip with your candle in the field in the middle of the day that you're walking.
And it's windy out there, so.
Yeah. Even hot chicks should not go outside today. You're too hot.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Thank you. Good one.
She's on fire. Not today, she's not.
I'll tell Christina.
Yeah, let her know.
Keep it home today, honey.
That was smooth.
Yeah. The rest of you, all you other girls, you can go out. I'll see you out there.
One of the things I told you when I walked out the door this morning, I usually don't have one straight run into the car. I usually have to put some stuff in, go back in the house,
really?
Go back out again.
Because you might surf or there's other things.
I'll be loading gear for surfing or whatever.
You don't want to leave it out there overnight.
No.
Why tempt fate?
Right. I don't need to come out and find my window smashed. Yeah. And now I have a whole new.
What? It was free. It was right out here in your yard.
I don't need that. So anyway, I'm walk out to load up my car for the trip into the office. And I can already hear a few Halloween decorations being set off by the wind. So on top of the wind, I can hear certain things talking. And I'm like, oh, that's creepy. Middle of the night.
Voices on the wind.
Just me alone on the street.
It is scary at night because it's nighttime.
A quarter of Americans say they're looking forward to Halloween more this year than they have in a long time.
How come?
Because there's no COVID. I mean, there's COVID, but it's not what it was. We're back, baby.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Halloween is now less than, that is such a thing in my house, right? We are living in I am in the era of Jinx.
What else do they say for Jinx? Like you owe me a Coke? Is it always that?
It's not. It's different things, but they don't know. Mm-hmm. They've got like a real, like it's not the version we used to do where you had to count and someone had, there's a thing where they have to say your name. I don't know.
I don't recall that. I thought you had to I think you had to like hit someone. Like Jinx, you had to touch them. You had to be the one to touch first and. Like, so you'd like hit him on the arm or
one
something.
One of them is, there's a couple different things going through the house, but one of them is, Jinx, you can't talk until someone says your name or something like that.
Oh, and is your name Dad or Vinny?
It depends.
I see. Either one of those will free you,
would
though.
Would work, right.
That's got to be nice. You don't have to talk to them anymore. It's like, oh, thanks for the break, guys.
They don't want me to actually walk away, though. If I start to do that, then they're like, oh, hold on.
Yeah.
The official, according to the internet, the official rules are...
Or jinx.
Whoever, the first person to say jinx, jinxes the other person. And then the couple of things that can happen is the jinxee needs to remain silent jinxee. Until the winner
says
the jinxee's name a certain number of times, or the winner says a phrase like "Jinx, buy me a soda," or "Pinch, poke, you owe me a Coke." I never heard that one before.
I remember the counting and the Coke thing, but the kids are doing that to me now. They'll go jinx, and you can't talk until someone says your name, and then.
That I like it.
Yeah,
I think why not change it up with the generations?
But I don't remember that from being a kid.
I just remember jinx was you owed that other person a Coke, although it was just a thing kids said, so I never had any money to buy you a Coke with anyway.
Right,
you're out of luck, buddy. I'm broke.
Halloween is now less than 2 weeks away.
So fun. I'm saving all my Halloween stories. I'm a big Halloween
people
blowout.
Are asking about the excitement, and it's on. Everybody's into it. We've already got our costumes. We're ready to go. I'm sure you've got your costume now.
I have a costume. Great. I do. Yep. I'm ready.
Bob, are you also costumed?
I had inspiration last night. I can't tell. I can't.
Are you going as Chip from Chip and Joanna, the fixer upper?
I could just wear what? What does he wear? Like flannel shirts?
He basically has you're wearing the costume right now. You are wearing the costume.
I am Chip.
You know,
let's put up a side-by-side of the two of you on the Facebook page. Do it.
Just to
do it.
Involve the listeners,
yes.
As we like to do, via text, 800-400-3697. Bob is a breath of fresh air. Thank God you guys got a young person back on the show.
It's nice to have a young person. What are you, 31?
It's so good.
Are you
so
31?
Good. Oh, 31 and
just 31 say 31.
And,
31
yeah,
it
sure.
is. Bob is great.
I am young and full of love and hope.
Weirdly, you never age. It's...
Well, the fillers.
Right.
He's already on the filler program, so he's
and
good.
And at 31, it's good. He's starting early.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that, though, whoever wrote that.
We were trying to cast the youth.
Yeah, we were trying to bring in some youth opinions and stuff.
Yeah.
And we nailed it.
Yep. Sure enough.
1 in 5 Americans just scribble when they're signing their name.
That's what I do.
The reason I could be wrong. I feel like part of the reason this is happening is because we have to do it at check stands. I mean, unless now that they don't ask for it as much. But there you are with the writing it on the screen.
Yeah, or even using your finger to do
it. Yeah, and you just go, and you just whatever.
I just sort of write my initials and... You know when it really started was when I began buying houses and you have to sign 5,000 things in a row and it just got worse and worse as the time went by. Plus, I was like, I'm going to be famous. I'm going to need to practice my autograph. Let me get that down.
Did you do that?
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't pretend they're going to be famous and sing into their hairbrush in front of their mirror? Find me a kid who hasn't done that.
Is that the autograph you use now when somebody asks you to sign something?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I worked so hard on it, Addy.
Yeah, okay.
Or Bob or whatever your name is. You young hot thing.
I love it. We got youth on the show.
You know what you should go for Halloween? Some old guy.
That'd
be crazy.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I'll get some gray hair in my temples.
Oh my God, that'd be perfect. Right.
Yeah.
When you make a credit card purchase and are offered a space to sign, what do you typically do? 68% say they sign their actual signature. 19% say they draw a line or scribble.
Mm.
There is nothing, and that's... It's gotten to the point where you have to come up with your own theories about keeping your identity safe and what you can and can't let out into the wild.
Right.
Is my signature safe out there?
Right.
I don't know.
And you would have to be able to like recognize your own signature. Like it would be I've literally never been asked to be like sign officially and you've got to match what you've done here. Like I guess on my driver's license, I try to do a pretty careful job. But other than that, what? And on my credit cards, which I barely even have those anymore because they're all on my phone already, I write, ask for ID.
I've written that a bunch on my cards as well. One of my favorite things that just hit me like lightning, and it happened very recently, was Christina went to go pay our Costco membership. And when they pulled it up to show her what was on record, it was a photo of me making that face I make from like, I don't know, 12
this one?
Or that. And she goes,
why?
Because what? That's the photo I took 100 years ago when I signed up for the Costco membership.
What? He makes this funny face where
it's not funny. It's just not a smile. And so she goes,
it's like a weird grimace.
It looks like you're moaning.
Like, yeah, like you're moaning. You're one of those lost souls.
Like
from,
the scream. Like the
Little Mermaid. Yeah, like that. Yeah.
So she goes, I go to pay our Costco membership and this is what pops up. And she shows it to me and I'm like, epic. That is so rad. And she's like, that's my husband.
Yeah.
Like,
and I'm married to that? This is who I'm married to? I didn't really see my life going this way. I'm married to the guy from The Scream?
What's more fun than that? She's like, your smile.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just like, or even not, you're not a smile, just your face looking into a camera. Like, go ahead, capture my image. So now when you go into Costco, do they look at your card and then go, oh, make that face. Let me see if this is you.
They don't because I never go in. She doesn't even go in usually because she
just orders
has it ordered.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, that's nice.
The change is on. People are no longer even, young people don't even learn cursive. So I don't know what their signatures are going
to
be.
I want to say my kids were the last ones to learn it. Like it's just, and it was just excruciating. My one kid, he writes so slow. Even now he's like so careful. He wants it to look beautiful. I'm like, oh my God, can you just scribble your name on that thing?
Well.
Scribble.
Not surprisingly, though, older folks are more likely to sign an actual signature than younger folks.
Mm, that isn't surprising. I like the e-signing now. You know how you can do a lot of times, they just send you like a DocuSign and you just click through the thing and don't even read it. Click, 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 done.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm all set. I did your DocuSign thing.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. You hit Adele.
Adele, what are you doing here?
Come on, Adele.
Car mufflers. Yeah, there she is. Car mufflers and firearm silencers were made by the same guy.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean,
Hiram,
they are making...
Percy Maxim obviously had a problem with loud noises. He came up with the car muffler and the firearm silencer.
I've heard that the silencer on a firearm is portrayed away in movies and TV, you know, the tween, tween, barely hear the thing, but that it's actually, it's not.
It's much louder than that.
It's much louder than that.
It is not silent.
Right.
Yes. And they're called compression caps or something. Some people get upset when you say silencer and they only last for a certain amount of shots. Mm-hmm. Like you can't just put one on, you have it forever.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They get worn down by the sound.
Yes.
Wow. I did not know that.
A rock.
Yes. Iraq, the country, or
no.
A rock, a pet rock?
Like a rock.
A rock. Like the rock?
No.
Or, okay.
A
so not
rock.
A rock, not the rock, just a rock.
Of which you know a lot. You're a rock artist.
Oh, a rock that's been painted? This is a
paint. Isn't that your thing?
I do paint rocks,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so a rock is considered a boulder if it's more than 10.1 inches in diameter.
Then it becomes a boulder.
Then it's a boulder. A rock.
Is a stone and a rock the same thing?
I was hoping you knew this. You are a rock artist.
Yeah, but I...
Tell us everything.
I don't know the things about rocks. I just look for smooth ones that I can put in my dishwasher, you know, scrub them down, put them in the dishwasher, get them nice and clean.
What do you mean you look for them?
I look
all
for...
those rocks you paint
not
are just found?
No, not all of them. But I'm always looking for a rock to paint.
What do you mean? You don't buy rocks?
I have bought rocks. You bought
rocks?
Because you can get very regularly shaped art rocks. And they're just rocks. They're like, I buy like white rocks with a smooth side on them. I'm like, oh, it's perfect. They're still rocks. I mean, there's clearly someone went and found them or something. I don't know. But yeah, I was like, oh my God. Because I'll tell you something. You handle a lot of rocks and you scrub. I was like out there in the creek. I'm finding rocks. I'm scrubbing rocks. I'm doing all this stuff with the rocks. I'm like, this sucks, Beavis. First of all, there's not that many good rocks out there. Clearly, this creek has been picked. And then you just have all this work you have to do to them. And I look on Amazon. I'm like, I wonder if I can just buy some rocks. And they're like, oh, yeah, here's, you know, 10.
You had rocks delivered to your house?
Yeah.
You didn't just go to Golden State and say, I'll take 5 rocks, please.
No.
What's the shipping on a rock? I mean, well, I have so many questions.
About the weight. Well, let me look at my orders on Amazon.
And do they usually come the way they look online? Or,
Not as good as they look online. Nothing ever is, though. It's not.
Oh, these rocks are defective. Send them back.
I would think that part of the rock art is in finding the perfect rock and then creating the art on the perfect rock. But finding the rock does not involve an Amazon order. It involves, as you mentioned, combing the creek behind your house for the perfect rock.
Yeah, you'd think so, but that gets super boring, and it's a lot harder than it sounds. Let me look at my
I look for sea glass every time I surf.
Well,
and I've started this little collection, and it's just, I check it on my way up to my car. If I find something great, if I don't, oh well. But it's part of like what I hope that my kids will one day have is this. My dad used to surf, and he would collect these little pieces on his way back to his car, and we have this collection to show for it. I could, I guess, order sea glass, but I never thought.
No. Why would you order sea glass? Like, sea glass to me is more like, you wouldn't order shells. But for me, I'm like, I paint these mandalas on top of these rocks. So it's really hard to find a rock that you can really get a good one onto.
Please do explain mandala.
It's like a, you know what?
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's
dot art.
Okay. Like pointillism.
Sure. We'll go with that.
Okay. Pointillism.
I'll show you. I have a secret Instagram called Slappy Stuff, and I've got a bunch of mandala art on there that I've done.
Okay.
So I'm looking at this. Last time I ordered rocks was October 8th, 2023. 30 pieces.
30 rocks.
Yes. 30 rocks.
30 rocks between, painting rocks. Come, you want to take a look? Listen, they don't look as good as this picture looks, for sure. They come and they're kind of janky. So they're 3 to 4.5 inches.
So it looks like it's about a buck a rock.
It's about a buck a rock. Yep.
So you've just run out of things to spend your money on.
No, I haven't run out of things. It's weird. You'd think I would have, but I haven't.
Rocks.
Yeah. No, I do the whole thing with them. You'll have to see.
I'm going
to
look on the break.
California.
Yes.
Produces almost 95%. This is still Fast Facts. We were off in the rock land. And now we're back on Fast Facts. California produces almost 95% of the wine grapes grown in the United States. And if it were its own country, California would be the fourth biggest wine producing country in the world.
That's amazing.
Behind France, Italy, and Spain.
Ah.
California.
California. California. I'm coming home.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
He's not a Joni Mitchell fan.
510. I look for rocks to paint too.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for painting rocks.
And I will say this, even though I have bought rocks when I'm going to do something in bulk, I am always looking for a good rock. And I've gotten some of my very best rocks from our friend Pat. He loves my rock art, and he's always just like, oh, I have an idea for this, and would you do this? And I made him a special one for his birthday. He loves it.
510 says, oh my God, Sarah, there are a gazillion rocks all over the Bay Area.
There are.
If
you'd like to go and find them, clean them, and ship them to me, I will paint on them. But I just got so sick of rock picking, and my nails were gone. I'm scrubbing these rocks. Like, handling rocks is actually, it's such a pain in the ass. I was like, I can get these for $1 a piece. I'm going to do it. I don't even sell them. Because I feel like you can't, who's going to buy a rock? But I paint them I put them in my garden.
You're going to buy a rock?
Not a painted rock. Like, the amount of time that it takes, like, you'd have to sell it for so much. Handmade stuff takes so long that it's...
What would you charge if there were a market suddenly
for these things?
Pentalism?
Mandalism.
Mandalism. Let's go with that.
what do you think for the time invested? I think they look beautiful.
They're really pretty.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that. I would say that each one takes about 2 hours. And actually, in a way, it takes more than that because I have to prep the rock and I put like a gesso on the rock and all the things that I do to it and a top coat and all that. I would say they take between 2 and 3 hours a piece, and I would like to make $50 an hour. So is anyone going to pay me what my time is worth? The answer is no. So I only do them for myself and for my friends, and I give them as gifts to, and I love doing them. I think they're super pretty. And then I'd have to ship it too. And it's a rock, so it weighs a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I see them on your secret Instagram site.
Are you looking at Slappy Stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all my sewing and all my crafting is on Sloppy Stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
415 says, they are teaching cursive again in school starting this year.
Oh,
Mary
they
and
should.
San Ramon on Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Just FYI, the power is out on Mission Street in Santa Cruz. It's crazy windy here.
Oh, boy.
There are power outages all over the Bay Area.
Yep.
And I'm trying.
North to south,
I know
high
some
to low.
Of you are like, please, we heard you the first time. I'm just trying to get people to know this can be, it can feel catastrophic when your power goes out and you're not ready and you don't have candles and matches and
you
and
haven't prepared.
Light. Flashlights
and dry goods that aren't going to rot in your fridge.
And the food is going bad in the fridge, and now you're trying. What do we do?
Right.
What do you do? You got to stay on this stuff. Go to pg&e.com and check your zip code and know if you're in trouble.
Was it a texter from north of Santa Elena who texted us this morning saying my power's out and they expect it to come back maybe on Sunday?
Yes.
Like that's the kind of time you're looking at here, mm-hmm. quite possibly.
It's a wind event. It's happening.
Right.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Alice in Winterland tickets.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.